Praise the Lord. God bless you, beloved. God bless you. This is Bishop Barron. I want to thank you so much for releasing your miracle seed for the blessed oil. And by now, you should have already received your oil along with your day one instructions. I want to thank you for your patience. Beloved, as we're getting ready to move forward into day two, I want you to begin to prepare your heart. And I'm going to begin to give you the next seven steps, totaling eight steps, 8 days of what you're going to do. On day two, I want you to say this prayer for guidance and protection at 8 a.m. facing the direction of the sun. Whatever direction that the sun is when it rises in the morning, you want to be cognizant and be aware of that. So I want you to begin to face the direction of the sun because this is going to be a prayer for guidance and protection. And I want you to begin to read Psalms 25, verses 1 through 5. Psalms 25, verses 1 through 5. Now, all of these scriptures that I'm going to be giving you is doing some miracles in the heavens. It's setting the stage. You're calling forth blessings and financial increase. You're calling forth prosperity in your mind, prosperity in your spirit, prosperity in your soul and in your heart, prosperity in your emotions. And the things that you put your hands to. And the Bible declares in Psalms 25, verses 1 through 5, "To you, O Lord, I offer my prayer. In you, my God, I trust. Save me from the shame of defeat, O my God. Save me from the shame of defeat. Don't let my enemies gloat over me." Defeat does not come to those who trust in you, but to those who are quick to rebel against you. Teach me your ways, O Lord. Make them known to me. Teach me to live according to your truth. For you are my God who saves me. I always trust in you. What a powerful verse of scripture. You're going to read that on day two. You'll take the oil and you'll anoint just the top of your head. Now let's go to day three. And I want you to say this prayer for financial miracles. And again at 8 a.m., you're going to face the direction of the sun. Blessings come out of the east. Miracles come out of the east. The Garden of Eden was placed eastward. Man was placed eastward. There's something about the east. Let us pray and repeat after me. Lord, I come to you now with an open heart and mind, praying now that the blessings of the Lord shall pour down upon my life. The windows of heaven shall open up and rain miracles upon my life. Protect me from the attacks of the enemy, O Lord. Break the chains of delay the enemy has placed in my life. And, O Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer, let your favor flood in my life. No more debt, no more setbacks, Lord. I pray now. I pray now that the finances will no longer be held back. Release it, O Lord, my Redeemer. Release it, O Lord. Release the financial miracles and blessings upon my life in Jesus' name. Amen. And I want you to begin to read Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 through 11. Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 through 11. And it reads, Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And thereby put me to the test, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need. I will rebuke the devourer for you so that it will not destroy the fruits of your soil. And your vine in the field shall not fail to bear, saith the Lord of hosts. Now let us go to day four. And I want you, my friend, to begin to get four $100 bills. Make them crisp. Go to the bank. Get four brand new $100 bills. I want you to begin to know that the number four represents foundations in your life. And I want you to know that God is building you up and he's strengthening the very foundations that you stand upon. And as you are moving in faith and sowing your seeds, you're going to be sowing into good ground and blessed grounds. As you're standing on the foundations of your life, God's going to cause you to rise up and you're going to begin to bear fruit. And not only that, God says, as you're standing on firm foundation, he's going to be planting you. He's going to be planting you. And your roots shall run deep, but your trees shall grow large and bear great fruit. So this number four is going to symbolize strengthening your foundations in this season. And once you have the four $100 bills, I want you to anoint them with the oil that I've sent you and say this special prayer. Oh Lord, let nothing destroy the foundations you have built within me and upon my life. It is because of you, Lord, that I am here today. I pray now that as I anoint this money and as I place it in my wallet, it shall go forth and attract more money, and more blessings. Allow it to bring forth miracles and blessings in my finances. For these $400 and $100 increments now becomes a seed for my future blessings. Allow it to bring forth miracles and blessings into my finances. Debt cancellation to come forth for me as I let it open up major financial opportunities for me, O Lord. Let the lack of barrenness disappear from my life, Lord, for it is with you that I make this supplication, and prosperity will come forth in my life in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Beloved, this is powerful. These are powerful instructions. Now let us go to day five. On day five, I want you to begin to get some honey. Not a lot, just get some honey. And I want you to pray these words. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and his blood that was shed on Calvary. Through the authority of Jesus Christ, I bless this honey and I make it holy. I bless this honey and I make it holy. And as I partake of this honey, I thank you for the sweet things in life. I thank you for the sweetness that comes upon my life and the words that I speak. And the words that I speak. Father God, right now, through the anointing of this blessed honey, may my words be sweet to the ears of others. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now whisper the name of Jesus three times. Jesus. 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 Your name is so sweet. Then, beloved, begin to read 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 27. 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 27. And it reads, Wherefore he put forth the end of the rod that was in his hand, and dipped in it an honeycomb. And he put his hand to his mouth, and his eyes were enlightened. Beloved, as you intake and ingest this honey, your spiritual eye is going to be open. You'll see things in the realm of the spirit. You'll see money-making ideas. You'll see things that you didn't see before, but you will also be noticed, and favor will visit your door. Now eat the honey once again. These are very powerful steps. Now let us go to day six. Six symbolizes man. Man was created on the sixth day. Six deals with community. It deals with things surrounding the home. So we're going to pray for your family and those that you are connected to. And I want you to say this prayer for yourself and your family at 8 a.m., facing the direction that the sun rises in your dwelling place. Let us pray and repeat after me. Lord, I pray now that any bitterness, any sadness, any pain will be released from my family and myself. I pray that we shall be filled with your glory and your faith in us. That your patience and holiness shall rest upon us, O Lord. Father God, fill my family. Fill me with your love, Lord, that we may walk in your grace and in your kindness. Any attacks, any plans, any weapons, any schemes, any lies, any witches, any warlocks, any principalities that comes up against my family, let them die and fall to the ground. Any attacks that come against us, fail. Let it fail, Father Lord. And the weapons of the enemy shall not prosper. Protect and bring us, O Lord. Protect and bring us up, O Lord, as we move in faith unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, beloved, I want you to begin to read Genesis chapter 3 and verse 4. And know that as you're reading these scriptures, you are prophesying these scriptures, and you are to speak these scriptures with authority and power because you are prophesying into your own life. And it reads in Genesis 12 and 3, and I will bless those who bless you. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse them, and all peoples of the earth will be blessed through you. The blessings of Abraham shall rest upon you. And I prophesy that whoever blesses you, that the Lord will bless them. And whoever curses you, that the Lord will curse them. Now let's go to Galatians chapter 3 and verse 14. And it reads, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon and come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now as we're on day 6, beloved, we're going to begin to move forward into day 7. And remember to keep those 4 $100 bills in your wallet, because I have another instruction for you to do on day 8. Don't spend them. Don't use them. Don't tell anybody what you're doing. This is between you and God. For what you do in secret, he'll reward you openly so that others will know and see that God favors you. Now let's go to day 7. Now on day 7, I want you to fast from 7 p.m., meaning the night before. So on the day 6, that night, you're going to fast from that night of the 6th day at 7 p.m. going into the next day, which is going to be day 7. So from 7 p.m. on day 6 going into day 7 at 7 a.m. of day 7, you're going to fast, because it is the evening and the morning that makes the first day. So you cannot start this on that day. You want to start it on the day 6 at 7 p.m. No more food, only just water, dry fast, until 7 a.m. the next day. If you can go longer, if you can go to 12 noon, then do it. If you can make it to 7 p.m. the next day, the day 7, then do it. So you're going to be fasting for a financial breakthrough, for debts, for unpaid bills, for not enough money to give or to save. Beloved, know that adding fasting to your prayers can bring about breakthroughs even in the toughest situations. And I want you to begin to reflect on some biblical scriptures while you fast. Study the scriptures to understand what God has promised about how he will provide for his children. And you're going to meditate on these scriptures. And your scriptures are going to be the book of Psalms, chapter 115, verse 14. Psalms 115, verse 14. You will also read and meditate on Psalms 34 and verse 10. And you're going to do this several times during the day. Morning, noon, and night. So your first scripture is going to be that you're going to meditate on is Psalms 115, verse 14, Psalms 34 and verse 10, and the NIV for Psalms 34 verse 10. Then you're going to read Deuteronomy 28 and verse 6. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 6. Then you're going to read Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, in the NIV version only. Proverbs 10 and 22 in the NIV, and you can read into some other versions if you so choose to. And as you do this on day 7, this is what I want you to do because this is very powerful. What you make happen for a man of God, God is going to make happen for you. If you pray for others, then God will bless you. If you do good to others, then God will do good to you. This is what I want you to do. I want you to get a piece of paper. Get a piece of paper. And write down the names of 7 people that you want to see blessed. Write down the names of 7 people that you want to see get blessed. And after that, I want you to take that piece of paper and place it in the book of Job, in the Bible, next to the verse of scripture of Job 42 and 10. You're going to put it in the book of Job and read the following scripture of Job 42 and 10. And the Bible declares, after Job prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortune and gave him twice as much as he had before. God is going to restore. God is going to repay. God is going to return. God is going to reverse everything that has been that the enemy has planned against to come against you. But he'll restore, he'll replay, he'll replenish back into your life as you pray for others. Let us go now to day 8, which is step 8. Now, money prayers, we're going to be speaking. And we're going to speak forth money prayers, and money will come forth for you. Because money is going to go and attract more money and more blessings for you. That's why you're taking the money and you're going to put it in your wallet. Now, hear me, beloved, when it comes to blessings, these are very powerful. You must always make sure that your money is always in the same direction. If your monies are in different directions, then your money is going to be in all over the place and spread out. Never crumble up your money. Respect it. What you respect will respect you. What you respect will attract back unto you. So you always want to make sure that your money is in the same direction. Not upside down, not all facing in different directions. Always make sure that your money is in the same direction so that it will stay in the same direction so that you will be blessed. Now, there are certain mysteries in the scripture, my friend, and the Bible reveals that wealth of the Gentiles shall be transferred to the saints. For the Bible declares, but ye shall be priests of the Lord, men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. What a powerful verse of scripture. Now, let us pray and repeat after me. O Lord, let me enjoy the prosperity of my place of work in Jesus' name. Let me enjoy the prosperity of my destiny, my purpose, and my calling. Let my labor yield fruitful harvest in Jesus' name. O ye angels of wealth, dwell in my house 24 hours every day. I am now swimming in wealth, and I shall have what I declare. I shall have what I decree. I shall have according to my faith in Jesus' mighty name. As for today, I am like a tree planted by the riversides of water, and everything that I do shall prosper. I am influential and well connected in life. The wealth of the sinners is laid up and transferred into my hands. Amen and amen. These are your steps, but it shall produce great rewards into your life. Now, beloved, as you have taken this step and taken those 4 $100 bills, this is what I want you to do, because giving is the secret to more getting. The Bible declares, beloved, and a very powerful scripture, because this is what I want you to do. I want you to get one of those $100 bills, and I want you to send it and put it into my hand so that I can devour it, so that I may eat of it, however the Lord chooses and however I choose. The Bible declares concerning the seed that is to go to the priest, you will keep the other three never to be spent, because watch it create more for you. The Bible declares in the New American Standard Bible, according to Ezekiel 44 and 30, according to Ezekiel 44 and 30, and it reads, the first portion of all the first fruits of every kind and every offering of any kind is to be for the priest. You are to give the priest the first portion of your grain. As a result, blessings will rest on your household. As a result of you moving in faith today and says, Bishop, this is for you to devour and to eat however you choose. I am sowing back into my prophetic priest, my divine connection. I will hold on to the other three because three symbolizes power, authority, communication, and creative ideas. It symbolizes the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, which means I shall now flow into creative power through my words. But I'm going to give a miracle seed of 100 of these four because my foundation is now solid. Now give me the power to speak the words and that money will be in my mouth. And you send that to me. You send it to me. You can call it in. If you do it by credit card, then you must take that 100 and put it someplace else or put it back on that thing that you need to take care of. At this point, you must only have three that you must hold on to. And the other 100, God says, you're going to get it into my life. And God says, as you do that, you're going to see the blessings, that the blessings shall rest upon your household. It will cause a blessing to rest upon you and what you're called to do. And you will see the blessings of the Lord that shall rest upon you and your seed to come. Beloved, you can mail that to the P.O. Box, which is 1126, P.O. Box 1126, P.O. Box 1126, Bishop Charlie Berrien. This is to either Bishop Charlie Berrien, and that's P.O. Box 1126, and that's in Woodridge, W-O-O-D-R-I-D-G-E. That's W-O-O-D-R-I-D-G-E, New York. We're in Georgia, but that's where the P.O. Box is at. And that zip code is 12789. That's 12789, or you can go to bishopberrien.com and put a note so I will know that this is for instructions of the seed to my prophetic priest, my prophetic priest seed. Just call it my prophetic priest seed that I'm giving back to the prophet. I'm giving back to the priest to eat and to devour it so that me and my house will be blessed. God bless you, beloved. Be sure to follow all your instructions, not just once, several times. If you need more oil, let us know. Let us know. Call on in, and we'll get some more oil out into you, and you'll just release a seed for the to get the oil out to you. You can go ahead and move in faith and send in another seed of the 5858, and we want to get some more oil out into your hands. I want to send a little larger bottle out into your hands than the previous bottle. God bless you, beloved. Thank you so much. Peace and many blessings.